everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Everybody, thank you for tuning into the Raw Post Show on Makeup Powers Radio. This is Byron Saxton filling in for Mike Payton. Welcome to the show. We're excited to have you guys here.
Okay, that was fucking terrible. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Mega Powers Radio Raw Post Show. Thank y'all for tuning in every single Monday night here on MegaPowersRadio.com, the place to be. Lots of ways to get involved. If you want to join in anytime during the show, the chat room is already open and scrolling on our Blog Talk Radio feed. Already give shout outs to the people who are there. By God, Ferris 419, Chaotic, Waziri, and Silent Wind of Doom. Thank you all for coming in. We're going to be opening up the phone lines around 11:30, which is actually a significant ways away because Raw went off so damn early. If you want to get yourself in line, though, we already have a number of people in there waiting patiently. Dial area code 760-512-7247 to get yourself in line to have your voice heard on Mega Powers Radio's Raw Post Show. Guys, it's our first week without Time Cow.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I think my cat's even teary-eyed. You just got up when the podcast started.
It's a terrible time. It's a terrible time.
Let me introduce the people we got here that are not Time Cow. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. Also with us is leader of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White.
Hey, 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 Mr. Mikey P.
The host of Unanimous Decision MMA, addicted to anime, Wago Rance, and, well, you know, Mr. Stephen Wago.
Hi, I'm Stephen Wago, and I'm not Time Cow.
And lastly, Mr. Tony Mango, the lead man of Smark Out Moment, Fanboys Anonymous, and the main host and voice of Smack Talk.
Hi, I am all those things, and I auditioned to be Time Cow, but I wasn't good enough.
So he's the leader of all these things. When did he stop being a president?
Time Cow is kind of like the king of kings.
Yeah.
There's only one. And now there's none.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, if you want to call in and give us your Time Cow memories, I think that's something we especially want to hear because I got to be frank, there ain't much to talk about from this Raw tonight. What a stellar contrast to last week. Such a kick-ass Raw, one of the best Raws in recent memories, as it should be, because it's the night after WrestleMania, and they always want to deliver for that, but I thought they could at least keep the momentum going for at least 2, maybe 3 weeks, maybe even into Extreme Rules.
You know,
damn, we just nosedived this week. Go ahead, Drew.
Honestly, I will say the first 2 hours, I was mildly entertained. It wasn't terrible. It was above average, and then I think after that Sheamus segment is when it just took a nosedive so fast, so quick.
Didn't we call this, though?
No, I think everyone called this, because, I don't know, they've been doing this trend that I've noticed. Like, you know, Raw after Mania, you always have, like, a rowdy crowd. Then the week after, just the crowd is completely different, and it just throws you off your game, because you think it's going to be... Every year, you're just like, oh, man, I should expect something different from last week, but I'm not going to. And I feel like that's what happened.
I feel like after they went to that that Jersey crowd they had that night after Mania, the really famous one, I think it was the next week, they went to North Carolina. That's right. I thought it was a Carolina, and it was fucking abysmal. Oh, man, Flair country letting us down. Well, let me ask you guys, what the number one thing you took away from the show is my usual conversation starter here. Drew, why don't you start off, since you seem to have a lot to say?
I think the one thing I took away the most here is the thing that made me the most disappointed going into this is definitely why waste pay-per-view matches on Raw. That just disappointed me so much. And I know you're disappointed about it too.
I think it's pretty stupid. It's a practice that WCW really got rolling back in the Monday Night Wars because they had to.
Yeah.
I mean, they were competing. And not only that, WCW had a model that TNA actually used a similar model for a long time, where they actually would use their pay-per-views to promote their television shows. So, like, completely backwards to what we're using with the WWE, where everything builds to the big event.
Well here's the thing.
It's a directive from the company, the cable company.
Except
it's,
here's it's, the thing. They're doing it. They're giving away pay-per-view matches when the network is free this month. Why wouldn't you be trying to build the match for everyone to see during the free month? I just think that is stupid enough on its own.
Well, if it's free anyway, then shit, just give it away.
Yeah, except you think they would at least put in the effort to at least, like, hey, you should maybe stick around past this month. Maybe you'll go watch Payback, which might not be terrible.
All right, well, before we get too deep into this, Tony, what's the big thing you took away this week?
Yeah, Tony.
I don't have one. There's nothing big and important that I took away this week.
It's the week after WrestleMania, and you're really that lost.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple good things on this episode. There were a couple of bad things to even it out, and
it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't the biggest travesty in Monday Night Raw history or anything. Like, there were some fun things, but none of that was like, oh my god, I can't believe how amazing Neville is, or
Norville.
Yeah, good old Norville. You know, there wasn't any like big center kind of piece thing. It was just kind of like, I mean, I even dozed off at one point. Well, you know how I sleep.
I'll get to your point on that in a second. Wago, let me get your voice in on this. What's the big thing you took away?
I'm with Tony that there isn't any big things that were to be taken away tonight, just because they really didn't do a good job of setting up pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. The setup tonight was who was going to be Seth Rollins' opponent for Extreme Rules. We knew who a Seth Rollins' opponent for Extreme Rules was going to be. It was the guy who pinned him at WrestleMania.
It's not that tough to put it fucking together. And said that he was going to be the fucking winner of the match.
No, and we had to set this up in our first segment with another long-winded authority promo with a triple threat main event where the winner would face Seth Rollins. Okay, fair enough, whatever. Wait, there's more. Each one of those guys in that triple threat main event has to face another opponent in singles competition.
What? Well,
I guess you got to fill 3 hours.
Yeah, you got to make up for the fact that no Dolph Ziggler, no Daniel Bryan, or no Dean Ambrose this night.
Ambrosis?
Like, if I had to be positive and just say there was one thing that I took away from this lackluster show, it'd have to be Neville pretty much taking an opportunity and running with it. The guy looked phenomenal tonight, very happy with what he's doing. And as long as they can keep having him not talk, they'll be great.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Tony on that one. I do believe multiple Dean Ambrose would be Ambrosias. I think, or Ambrosia. Not Ambrosia, Ambrosia.
Ambrosi.
Ambrosia. Ooh.
Ambrosmia.
What? That sounds like a disease.
That's adding extra.
Yeah, what the... The chat room is having a really fun debate with this. How to make plural Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. If that's like, all right, let's not talk about Raw. Let's talk about how would you pluralize Ambrose.
What about Big E? Would it be Big E's?
No, actually, I think Big E would just remain Big E.
Kinda like a deer?
Fish. Yeah, like fish or deer.
Yeah.
There's a herd of Big E.
This is so much better than talking about what actually happened.
Imagine how noisy a herd of Big E would be the way that he was talking to
them. Clap or snap. Clap or snap. And I bet they'd all be out of sync because they're fucking retarded.
Oh, did you hear Big E do his impression of Drew's cell phone? Excuse me, Mr. E.
Can I please get an autograph?
Ambrosian like oxen.
Do we actually have any remarks we want to say about our now confirmed main event of Extreme Rules, Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins? I should mention that Randy Orton had to go through a triple threat where he defeated Roman Reigns and Ryback. And actually, the match wasn't awful as far as Raw triple threat main events go.
I disagree with that. I think as soon as all the interference got in, it got very sloppy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'm thinking of the actual wrestling portion of the match, but you're right. The ending got really fudged.
I don't know what to think of it. I was wanting the big guy to win, and the big guy even cut a big promo about how everything's bigger in Texas. And I was disappointed after that.
That would have been great if he was just like, everything's bigger in Texas. You don't know what to talk about, Renee?
Yeah, well, if he did that, he would have Ambrosens on his ass.
But now, just, I don't know. I think we all knew. I knew Orton was going to be in the main event of Extreme Rules with Rollins right after, as soon as Rollins won the title at WrestleMania.
It made the most sense.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only real direction for this to go. And because of that, I'm perfectly okay with it. They're going to have a good match. I mean, if their WrestleMania match was any indication, now it should be probably better because they've got weapons to play with. But anyone that complains about this, well, you don't know what pro wrestling is then.
What kind of match do you think they'll have?
Well, it depends.
It'll just be Extreme Rules.
That's what I was thinking. Just regular Extreme Rules. How about a street fight?
Yeah, it might be. It might be no holds barred. You never know.
We're not going to do this again.
Yeah, but this joke is awesome every time. And every time you go, we're not going to do this again.
No, actually, every time I've played along, this is the first time I'm saying, all right, enough of this shit.
Belfast brawl.
Barroom brawl. All right, let's get Fandango involved and do a ballroom brawl.
Oh, sweet.
I'm still mad they never did one of those.
That would be cool.
Tony's got his big man buffet, and I got my ballroom brawl.
Maybe they'll throw a ball. You'll be happy.
Yeah, no, as far as Orton getting it, there's only one person I can think that would have a more rightful claim to having that match, and he got suspended last week.
Yeah, exactly.
So it really just completely made sense. Roman Reigns, no, he got pinned. It doesn't matter that someone else got involved. It was still his shoulders down for the count. Like, I like Roman Reigns, but no, back of the line, motherfucker.
Yeah, he earned a title shot. He didn't earn the championship and then get to revoke a rematch clause.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
If only Ryback would have won this match, then I would be so much more happy. I
was really pulling for him. When they said that's who was involved, I couldn't believe they had three baby faces.
Do you know what would have made him look fucking super strong going into that main event? If he did his finishing move with both of them on his shoulders.
Both Orton and Reigns?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be making Reigns look strong, though.
Who gives a fuck about making Reigns look strong?
Has he ever done that with, like, two legit guys?
No, it's normally, like, one and a half.
Or, like, Noble and Mercury.
Yeah, it's usually, like, complete jabronis.
Yeah, but if he did that, it'd be fucking sweet.
We're talking about Ryback.
Did he ever do that with, like, John Cena and CM Punk or something like that?
I think...
He might have tried, and then one of them fell or something like that.
Yeah, I think Cena like just flew off his shoulders and went, "Lol, you're not burying me."
Punk's like, whatever, just pay me.
Punk's like, that thing on my back.
<You're>... Make some noise, Z-Pack.
So, there's our main event discussion.
That was very insightful.
Something else worth mentioning, as you could tell from my very awkward start of the show this evening, Byron Saxton was still around. He was a little better this week, I gotta say. It wasn't good. It was still very weird and not comfortable, but...
You know what the issue was, more so than him? It's fucking... I think Booker T no-sells him.
Booker T? Go on, tell us about Booker T.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear what you actually said because Waco started laughing.
No, I said Booker T. He's fucking no sells him like a motherfucker. So like, I don't know why. It's just like when Byron talks, and like as soon as he stops, there's always silence for like 4 or 5 seconds until someone else says something. And
it's
I don't know.
It's our face palming.
I don't know. Saxon's not bad. I just think that they're not really entwined yet, or like chemistry-wise. They have to do that for 3 hours compared to like NXT, where they do it for an hour.
The play, he's never worked with those guys before. He's used to working with Albert.
I'm just going to say it. Tonight, JBL did a better play-by-play than fucking Byron Saxton. It was horrible tonight.
Byron Saxton stepped up from last week. But that's kind of like when you go into the hospital and then a couple days later, they're like, you're doing good. You might be able to get out in a couple days. Like, it's not actually good. It's just better.
It's tight.
Booker went full retard.
What was the thing that you said that he mentioned? Some like sexist comment. What was that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he was saying Mizdow kept he's the Miz name, like an ex-wife, and then started talking about how, oh, fucking wives, they just want the money.
Money. Stealing all your money and your chips and your chutneys.
Yeah, they were pretty rough on the girls tonight, between that and the women just completely flaunting their sexual cells on Kane.
And Kane's just like, shut up, these
just like, oh, that women. Fucking laugh.
Jesus Christ, the hell was that?
Like, Jada walked in at that time, but she went, what the fuck was that?
It's a fucking dying hyena.
You see, my hyena laughs very much alive.
It kind of sounded like she had some squeaky dog toy stuck in her throat.
See, that actually sounds hotter than what it was. I mean, not by like a lot. I'm not saying it's like, you know, making me steam under the collar or anything.
You're really like building the evidence that you're a fucking furry, dude.
Why? Because I like Alicia Fox. They call her Foxy.
Fucking terrible.
Our opening promo was with Seth Rollins in the ring. Everyone celebrating what they did at WrestleMania, especially Kane, who was there. That was a fun little moment with that. Otherwise, opening segment was typical, boring, too long, tired of these damn authority segments in the beginning. And why do wrestlers just get to pick and choose what they do throughout the night? Oh, I know, Kane was there. That's right. Kane was the director of operations. That crafty Kane.
I think Kane needed to do a better job because he fucking let the primetime players have a shitty-ass segment. Ugh.
It was not best for business.
It was not best for business at all.
It sounds weird when he says it, right?
What, Kane?
Yeah. Kane.
No, Kane. Like, whenever Triple H or Stephanie says best for business, it sounds like natural and it sounds like part of the character. But when Kane says it, he's like, best for business.
Well, you know what's not best for business? It's fucking belly button.
Oh, my God. Kane's... I never noticed this before, and I don't know how, because the guy's been wrestling shirtless for like a year. But
for Kane's years, belly dude. Button...
Oh yeah, well, I mean, he's had that like tank top thing, but
true.
But there was that period where he was unmasked. He had maybe his tights were covering his belly button. But my God, his belly button is disgusting. It's like a giant molehill right in the middle of his stomach. It's grotesque, and it's not just because he's an Audi. I don't want to just make fun of all Audis out there, because I've seen some Audis that looked fine. As a matter of fact, that very same segment with the Divas, Alicia Fox was standing right next to him, and she had a cute little Audi.
You like, see, if you ever interview Kane, it's going to be, is that Isaac Yankum or the guy with the ugly fucking belly button?
He'll be like, no, I'm Glenn.
He'll actually be like, can we just do this another time?
I'm actually here to talk politics. No.
Put yourself in class.
I am a totalitarian.
A what?
He's a fucking libertarian or some shit. I called him a totalitarian.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Does the thing with the people. Yeah.
Yeah, he's boring.
Well, Kane made a match between him and Randy Orton, which was one of those preliminary singles matches leading up to our main event. I don't remember much. This was really short. It probably sucked. And then Kane took a chair and tried to beat the shit out of Randy Orton, and he failed.
It wasn't a bad match. It was average, but... it wasn't anything that really kept your attention, and then when Kane just did that fucking chair shot, the ending was abrupt, but not in a, oh, it's reaching a climax, and then it got cut off type thing. It was just, yeah, I'm just going to hit you now of all times, and just end the match. Just felt so awkward.
Wasn't this a WrestleMania match once?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That must have sucked.
Wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
What WrestleMania? Was that 28?
It was the one with Kane versus Orton.
Okay. Might have been 27.
Look at the Kane picture Wazili put in the chat.
The Kane picture?
Yeah, he linked a picture.
Oh, that is a nasty-ass belly button. Even back then.
Oh, God, yeah. How did I not notice back then? You know what it looks like? Especially in this picture? It looks like he has another one of his heads down in his belly button.
One-head monster.
It was WrestleMania 28. You're right.
Man, I'm good.
Ha, you remember WrestleMania 28.
Wasn't that once in a lifetime?
Ha.
It wasn't so much as once in a lifetime. Having another fucking time.
Yeah.
It's the night we learned that fucking Cena doesn't know how to bump for a rock bottom.
He looked like he was going to sit in a chair. After this match, it actually surprised me the commentators acknowledged AJ Lee's retirement. Do you think it's a work?
No.
She seems to have a lot of other projects going on. Like, she's written a book and someone said she's going into clothing, but I don't know if there's any truth to that. But she seems to be keeping herself busy.
I think that they took this as a situation to be, you know, the better men, kind of. Like, they've got their issues with Punk, but they probably don't have any with her. So they were probably just like, look, thanks for what you did. Normally we would make a bigger deal out of this, but we can't because your husband's a dick. But
well, she also just kind of like sprung this on them.
Yeah, I hope she did it after Mania. Like, lol, I win.
Well, then again, you know, I don't know how long they would have known about this. Maybe she told it before she even came back. Maybe it was like, hey, this is going to be my last run.
Maybe, you know, that would explain why she was thrown in the WrestleMania.
Might have been the reason she got a Mania win is kind of like a good nod, a nice nod to her in case she wants to come back.
Shit, maybe that's why it was a tag match and not a fucking fatal four-way for the title. That's like the only fucking good reason I've heard to why that was a tag match and not for the title.
Well, the reason is that the Bellas like each other now, and yeah, that.
Yeah, well. We had another weird little segment. We saw Brad Maddox for all of 3 seconds. Must be leading up to something, because it seems like they're reintroducing him. So that's cool. He's talking to Kane. Kane yells at him. It doesn't last for long, but because Rollins comes in, and he starts yelling at Kane. Rollins has been having a bad attitude with Kane all night. He started yelling at him at the beginning of the first segment for, like, no reason. Out of, like, nowhere. Like, Kane made a match with him and Orton, and Rollins like, are you crazy? What are you doing? Are you out of your mind?
Kane,
put on a shirt, damn it.
Kane might have a terrible belly button, but he does not deserve with Seth Rollins shit. Week in and week out, he does not deserve it. The same old shit, week in and week out.
He really doesn't. You know, Kane did everything for that guy. And he freaking put him in his place, too. He told him, you wouldn't even have had that money in the bank if it weren't for me, and ergo, you wouldn't have the title.
Exactly. So, if anything, Seth Rollins needs to be sucking his cock. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Kane said ergo, though.
If.
I cannot picture Kane saying that. Just said that in my mind, and it just didn't really work.
Ah, God. Same old shit. And yeah, Brad Maddox was on the show too. That was fucking SL.
That is weird to have seen Brad Maddox.
I thought he got fired a long time ago. I just assumed that after he got kicked out as GM.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got kayfabe fired, but he was still with the company.
Then he got lost in a cave.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's just a coffee fetcher.
Well, he did get lost in a cave once. That was a thing for a while.
Is his new job to get coffee for David Otunga behind the scenes?
That would be fucking amazing.
Is fucking Otunga still hired?
Yeah.
Didn't he come back for like one match and then he just disappeared again?
I think he did some kind of
multi-match.
Maybe. I think he does some kind of like online thing or something every once in a while.
No, but did I make that up? Didn't he come back for like one match on Raw and then just like disappear, never to be seen again?
Who?
David Otunga.
Has he wrestled on Raw? No, he was on the pre-show.
He just had like one random match out of nowhere, and then we never saw him again.
Yeah, because he had more dead family killed.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, I know he's not like the greatest wrestler in the world, but he did enough where he was enjoyable. I actually like the character.
No, yeah, David Otunga, you know, he was a great character. He has a great physique, by all means. At least he could talk on the mic, unlike a lot of big men whose just main feature is just their body. So,
during Johnny Ace's run, he was like really a big contributor to that.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was always a big supporter of Otunga, even in his early days when he was like the first NXT guy to like come up and like show off himself on Raw, and he had that tag match.
A-lister, I like that A-lister. Role.
And he had like the crazy design shaped into his head.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. Yeah.
And then when he won this spot to be GM one night, he had Raw in his head, hair.
Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, the point of this Brad Maddox, Kane, Seth Rollins segment was to set up a match for Seth Rollins. Kane's like, oh, by the way, you're having a match, and it's next. And that just led me to think, because I'm in a particularly bitchy mood after this episode, how the hell will they just book these matches next? Like, don't they have something else planned there? Like, wasn't there someone else who was supposed to do something? They're just like, nah, fuck you. I got to send Seth out for a match, I decided.
Yeah, did Neville just happen to be in his fucking wrestling attire, just going, oh boy, I sure hope someone puts me in a match tonight.
Oh, Lord have mercy, I hope someone
gives me in a match tonight. Is that what a bunch of indie guys do?
Yeah.
Boy, I hope I get to come out as a druid or something.
Oh, plus, don't they need to sign contracts?
Will you let me sign your shoes, Mr. Kane? I'll be in a match for you. I promise.
Well, we had a match with Seth Rollins and Neville as his surprise opponent, having a really cool entrance with pyro and all this dry ice and his cape that gravity forgets.
Thank God he didn't get dry ice on him like fucking Triple H.
Had a kick-ass match. I mean, Neville just... all these amazing moves he did. He did this one really awesome, like, a plancha over the rope, but he did it with, like, a twist and a backflip. It was fucking nuts.
You know what's weird? Seeing Seth Rollins being the guy who has to do, like, all the big guy moves, kind of like beat-down tactics. It's still weird for me to see Seth do that, but yeah.
It's a nice change of pace, though. Match.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would have been fine with if both of them were just doing their high, fast-paced, flying mess stuff, you know, like they both have came accustomed to. But hell, even if he would have gone for a Phoenix Splash at one point, just laying on his feet to counter Neville doing the same thing. I think this was easily the best match of the night. And, you know, and some of the other matches weren't that bad either. So I'm glad that they had a good match. You know, and the thing is, people will complain that Neville lost to Seth Rollins, but at the same time, he lost to the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah. On his second night on a really competitive match.
And you know what's good is he doesn't have to worry about getting shut into one of those undefeated streaks now.
Exactly.
And just got out of the way early.
And he doesn't have to lose to R-Truth randomly as well. So think of it like that. For those who could complain, look at Bo Dallas and look at where he's at now. At least Neville has something going for him.
This match did one thing, though, and put into perspective that Adrian Neville is really fucking small, like height-wise.
Especially in that Raw arena. I never really, even if he was in there with a big guy in the NXT arena, he still looked fine. But when he's in that huge Raw arena, he's fucking tiny.
Dude, that makes me realize that Sami Zayn and fucking everyone else in NXT must be really freaking small then.
Because even Kevin Owens like doesn't look huge over him, so I'm worried how these guys are going to look when they're brought up to the main roster.
Kevin Owens is going to come out looking like Hornswoggle.
Thing is, by the time they come up, a lot of the big people are gone. Like John Cena, kind of Sheamus. That's really it. Like a few part timers, like Taker and Brock Lesnar. Oh, Big Show Kane, yeah. But like
Mark Henry.
Yeah, Mark Henry wrestled tonight for the first time in what, months?
Yeah, he wrestled Roman Reigns for a little bit leading up to WrestleMania.
He did?
Yeah.
SmackDown?
Yeah. That's why nobody watched it.
I think they'll be fine. I think it's going to be very much like when the new generation came up and everyone was like, oh, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, they're so small, but when they're not wrestling Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior, it's not so bad.
Yeah. You know who's going to look fucking awesome then? Big Cass.
Oh, yeah. Big Cass is like 6'10". It's like Big Show height.
No, he's actually 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
Yeah, my bad. I can't teach that.
He's lanky as fuck, too. Good.
You know, yeah. That's the only thing I complain about. He has a little chunk to him, but I think that works for him better than, like, you know, if he was just ripped as hell. It works for him, his and Cass.
He's actually getting in better shape more recently, too, so.
Which means they're probably being called up soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Before he gets caught up, he's got to take care of that big issue that's plaguing him. Every time he tries to spell soft, he has a seizure. So that's a problem.
I thought you were talking about the broad.
I'll take care of her.
We should start opening up phone lines before we go any further here. So,
tell us about Time Cow, people.
Yeah, tell us about Time Cow. Tell us whatever is on your mind. We're going to open up the phone lines for you. Dial in. We got lots of numbers here. Holy cow. Oh, cows. Area code 760. Again, I'll say it's 760-512-7247 is the number to dial to get yourself in line on the Mega Powers Radio Raw post show. Of course, we got the chat room open too. Awesome Piano Man is here. What's up, Awesome Piano Man? Good of you to join us.
Shout out for Murky, too.
Shout out for Murky. Hell yeah. Talking about all the NXT guys. Got to mention Murky. All right, so let's. Bring on our first caller. It's one of our usual first callers who hasn't called in quite a while. One of them. It's like the only one of them. Well, you know who it is. Let's get the thing going.
What?
Hello?
JD?
Hey, Michael. Hey, guys. Happy opening day to you guys. What's going on?
Oh, opening day, day indeed. Yeah. I don't even think to mention that. We're on a freaking semi-sports radio show. Hey, not Pittsburgh. I know the Mets won, which I'm happy about.
Oh, Sean's happy
about
that.
Yeah, the Pirates took one on the chin today, 5-2 against Cincinnati. I mean, Loreno pitched pretty well.
Cincinnati.
And Cueto just had our number, but McCutchen had a home run, tied it up 2, and then Tony Watson gave up a 3-run home in the 8th inning, however. So it was a tough one, but we'll see what happens Wednesday when they rebound, though.
Well, hopefully they can, because them. Don't feel bad. The Mets got a win today, but they're going to have a terrible rest of the season. It happens every year.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of optimism here in Pittsburgh for the Pirates, hopefully challenging St. Louis, and that Central Division is going to be tough, though. But I was swimming between Raw and the basketball game tonight. What a great game that was, though, down to the wire. But Duke, once again, Coach King company come out with the championship. And Bo Ryan in Wisconsin, just a little short, however, in their effort. But what a great run. What a great championship game tonight, needless to say, in more ways than one. It was a great way to close out the college basketball hoop season.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I know I don't want to talk about Raw either, so I don't blame you talking about that. March Madness is still going on?
Final Four game.
Yeah. The championship game was tonight.
The championship game. Duke won tonight.
Always goes in April.
It's also Masters golf season this week, too.
But that's not based on
a month. But it's also baseball season, and it's also the post-WrestleMania time, however, as we begin the new season. As you say, however, as far as tonight's show goes, however, I mean, it wasn't great compared to last week. I agree with you guys. Byron Saxton, again, terrible, terrible, terrible on the announcing. I hope this is not going to be a weekly thing with him. I think we're going to see him maybe one more week, maybe next week with them being in London, unless they bring Michael Cole back, possibly. But if not, I see him back in a few weeks. Neville Rollins match, I think, was the best match of the night, without question. I thought those two guys going 12 minutes, they had really good chemistry. I mean, they know each other real well. Once again, obviously, Rollins had to have his goon squad with him, obviously, to help them out. But Neville just looked really, really flawless in the ring, and he's been really doing well, I think, the first few weeks over in the company. The Lucha Dragons, I think, are getting more over, too, however, with their little Lucha thing. And I love what they're now finally doing with the New Day. I mean, the New Day, and now finally the New Day, it's about time the fans like me say, and I've been saying this all along, the New Day sucks. They're terrible, and I love that the primetime players are putting them in their place. As far as the worst match tonight goes, I would say the main event was pretty bad tonight. It was only 5 minutes of crap, but of course you knew Rollins and Big Show and Kane, Schmuck, and J&J, of course, we're going to find a way to screw Rollins and or Reigns, if you will, and help Randy get the win, however, needless to say. And, of course, at the end, you have Seth standing on top of Randy, acting all smug and happy. Look at me. I'm Mr. Kiss-Ass of the Authority. I'm Mr. World Champion who stole Money in the Bank thanks to the big red retard Kane. I stole the championship at WrestleMania because I had Triple H's ass kissing. Please, give me a break. He's going to get his ass kicked at Extreme Rules. We know it, unless he has to have help. But I don't know how long he's going to be champion for. But I think this week, however, the Reigns are not going to be all that strong. However, it was a very subpar show, and I just didn't think it was all that great. So those are my thoughts about tonight's show.
Well, all right, then. What was your high point, low point again?
My high point and low point before we get into Ask JD anything, I think the high point was the Neville's Rollins match. However, it was 12 minutes good. And those two know each other real well in NXT. The low point, I think, was the main event. It was just terrible.
The main event? Yeah, okay, I'll get it to you. We already kind of debated on that, and I thought it was good, but then Waco started talking about how clusterfucked the ending was, and yeah, he's right. All right, so let's do some Ask JDs. Drew, what's your Ask JD this week?
My Ask JD this week which fake was better, fake Diesel or fake Razor Ramon?
Ooh.
That's not a bad question. I want to say, yeah, I'm glad that little piece of shit isn't in yet, however, tonight. And I'm glad he doesn't have the balls to call tonight, because if he would have called it tonight, he would have gotten his ass kicked. I'm going to say,
maybe he'll call in now.
You might want to see him after that one.
Maybe. You never know. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll say the fake Diesel. I like the fake Diesel a little bit more. Kane as the fake Diesel more than the fake Razor Ramon.
Too bad that guy never stuck around. Probably could have done well for himself. Nice, long, consistent career.
Yes.
Very consistent.
Tony, you're asked JD this week.
What are Jeff's attorney fees?
Ooh.
Jeff's attorney fees, however, is he represents me and he knows who's the real fake person and who's the fake person. Believe me.
That is an occurrence.
There's no fees, however. Jeff represents me well, however, and he knows where it's at. Because last week we talked after the show, however, on my other show Tuesday night on TGTS Radio with Talking Wrestling with Hollywood Tony Penis Father Lou. However, he even came in to come on the show.
Hollywood
we were talking
Tony
off
Penis?
Here.
What?
Tony Penis.
I asked you how much you pay Jeff. We're talking about Tony Penis.
No, not Penis. But him and his dad, or
Tony,
his real dad, from New York, called to have a show on TGTS Radio, and he called in. And we talked off the air after the show on Tuesday, and we said that basically we're going to find out this imposter, and we're going to weed him out, and we're going to kick his ass and send him to the curb with our boots, with his boot marks right up his backside, because he has no guts to call in or become a coward like he was. And he was a coward last week for doing what he did.
You guys talked about this on another show?
Yes.
Oh, man. The fever. It's spreading.
Yes. JD Mania, yo. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wago, you got anything for SJD this week?
I got pork stuck in my teeth, and it's really fucking annoying. What's the most annoying food to get stuck in between your teeth?
Probably a good piece of steak at the end of the end of piece of the steak, like the gristle part, I would say, or something like that, probably.
I don't know. Corn's pretty terrible to get stuck in your teeth.
That's my opinion.
And braces, with braces, it definitely sucks.
Let me pull some questions out of the chat room here. By God, asked JD, what is your highest level of education?
That's not a bad question to ask. I mean, I went to community college for a couple of years and tried to study, become involved in travel and tourism. So that's not a bad question to ask. I mean, it's an okay question.
I'm not too upset about that. No, if I may ask you, if it's not too personal, what is your current job?
It's not personal. I'm looking right now, and I've applied to a few places already, and hopefully I'll be back to work very soon. I was working actually late last year, over the holidays in Brookstone, and I'm now trying to find a new job, basically. I've applied to a few places already, like in retail or some places close to my place here in Pittsburgh.
Stay away from retail, JD. Take my advice. Stay the hell away from retail.
I'm in retail.
Well,
stay away from it, bud.
7 years, believe me, Mike. I know. And like I said, I did retail last Christmas, believe me.
No, if you do retail, you must have a good selfie pose in the mirror.
With
legs
your legs crossed
and everything.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing about the time I've worked retail, I am actually one of the very few people that don't miss work often. I'm on time most of the time, if not all the time, basically.
Oh, I need to hire more people like you, JD.
Yes.
All right. Your good friend Silent Wind of Doom submits a question for SJD. In honor of my lunch at opening day today, what makes the Philly cheesesteak the best sandwich in Pennsylvania and possibly the nation?
Ooh, wow. Once you ask him how bad did he feel when the Boston Red Sox basically put a couple fastballs in that cheesesteak and parked them in the parking lot whenever the Red Sox bisected the Philly State. And as far as best sandwich in America, no. There's one sandwich better than that. It's called a Permani sandwich. Basically, know the sandwich, not the Philly cheesesteak. It's a Permani sandwich from Pittsburgh, not the Philly cheesesteak. Although, the best Philly cheesesteak, I will say, and I haven't been to Philly in a long time, but the one time my friend came back from Philadelphia, brought a good cheesesteak from Tony Luke's. Still,
yes.
Oh, Tony,
no
one thinks
it's Pat or Gino's, but I still say Tony Luke's is the king of cheesesteak in Philly.
Gino's ain't bad. I'm not going to hate on Gino's, but yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so that went to two with another question. With the successful show that you're doing on TGTS, are you planning on branching out into merchandising? If so, would you be offering cheap, affordable tops, and where would you procure them?
No, I wouldn't poke to do merchandise, but the only merchandise I'd be doing, however, it says basically Silent Wind of Doom, you're nothing more than Silent Wind of Doom on the front, and it says on the back, Ass Clown on the back, in big letters, with the form of Chris Jericho, basically. Because most of the time, you are an ass clown.
Ooh. That's copyright infringement if you got Jericho on there.
The silent win of ass clown.
Yeah.
Yep. I wonder how bad that podcast probably is.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's why everyone's hanging out here. They don't want to fucking listen to that stupid-ass podcast.
I'm not watching it right now.
I bet he's just kind of like, so, Cena, hard-hitting questions here. How do you like being U.S. champ? Huh?
Is that good, buddy? He was asking that question. You know, it's funny, he did ask that question tonight. Believe it or not, I'm reading some of the things right now online. That was one of the first questions he asked right out of the gate when the podcast started tonight.
So, Cena, when are you turning heel?
Yeah.
What?
So, Cena, when are you and Nikki? When is Nikki Bella's contract over with in WWE, and we can see the NXT divas come up like Paige and or no, not like Paige, like Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair.
I think he's like, so I've got this guy who thinks that I stole his idea for this show, and I need to hire an attorney. Do you know how much Jeff charges? Wonder if Cena knows that answer.
No.
All right. Awesome Piano Man asks JD, do you have any memories of Donkey Kong games?
I used to have Nintendo actually and Atari, so yeah. I still think Mario Bros. Is the king, though, when it comes to all video games, though, of course, and Zelda.
I agree. All right, one last question, and I got this one. JD, what's your favorite Time Cow memory?
Wow. I would say probably the first time ever, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it was maybe the night, actually, when I went to Ron Pittsburgh, and I tried calling you guys in, and I think Tony had a stupid question. I forget what the question was. It was something about, I think, where I got my t-shirts on and something like that, however, and then you hit the cow.
Did you have an answer for it that time?
At the time, I don't think he made a stupid answer, and then Mike hit the cow, and I think it was well-deserving of the cow.
Mike doesn't hit the cow. The cow just appears on its own.
It's true. The cow does what the cow wants. The cow
Well, the cow
nope,
did.
Never hits the cow, except
they used
for
to have a segment. It's funny you talk about cows, though, and it's so weird, and this is kind of funny and stupid.
I don't know.
At Pittsburgh, however, basically for the Pirate Games, I think they have, like, a contest. They started doing it last year for, like, Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they're going to start doing it again this year, maybe, for all Pirate home games, but it was called Spot the Cow. And if you spot the cow, first dressed up as a cow, you won, like, I guess a free sandwich at Chick-fil-A. That sounds true. I'm not lying.
If I may ask a question, Peyton, is it possible to get the fake JD on here or the real JD, depending on which one you want to believe in? Is there a way to tell to see which one's real this time?
Unfortunately, I'm only getting one number from
the 412
right now.
The fake JD hasn't called in yet. He doesn't have the balls to call in. If Jeff would call in right now, and I hope he's listening right now, because Jeff would be telling you right now how we have a good case this week. The fake JD's not going to call in tonight because he's obviously a ball sack. He doesn't have the balls to even call in tonight.
Well, we did promise an end to the series.
All right, JD, I'm going to put you on hold for now while we bring Jeff on real quick. We're going to keep the ball moving here. Because I want to keep things moving on here. We got a lot of callers here. I want to make sure we have time for everybody. I'm going to put you on hold while we bring Jeff on, and maybe we'll give you guys some time together too. And we'll keep moving here. Put you on hold. And we're going to bring on our next caller. You may know him as many different things. But, yeah. Jeff!
Hey! Happy opening day, guys!
Happy opening day! Who are you cheering for?
What?
What?
Who were you cheering for?
Who was I cheering for?
Yes.
I was cheering for my two favorite teams tonight, the Nationals and the Orioles. Well, the Mets beat the Nationals, and
yeah,
Orioles
we did.
Beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we go. We beat them.
Yeah,
fuck
we
the
did.
Nationals. Fuck your Nationals.
Guys, don't blow and brag that you won, because Wednesday and Thursday, Nets are going to kick the Mets
Don't worry, I'm a Reds fan, so anytime we beat Pittsburgh, I'm going to just tell JD, go, ha, that sucks.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
Thank you.
Well, he may be Pittsburgh, but I'm Washington. But I will admit, both Washington and Baltimore last year, they were the champs.
All right, we've talked enough baseball on this show. What do you think about Raw tonight?
Like you said, I didn't think it was all that great, but I think the match between Rollins and Neville maybe may have been good. It was possibly a good match, but Rollins getting the win, and that was a big victory for Rollins. I thought Rollins and Neville had a good match.
Yeah, I thought they had an excellent match. I think this was probably almost a better debut for Neville than they did last week.
Yeah. But Kane taking over as tonight, I mean, Brad Maddox, too. I mean, thought we got rid of that. We got rid of that douchebag, Brad Maddox.
Hold on to your butt.
I will say his segment with Kane's segment. I will say Kane's segment with the Divas. Kane was like, "Oh man, I get to have some fun."
Hold on to your butt.
What? Who is that?
No. Okay.
I think that's Eddie Murphy. I'm not sure.
Eddie Murphy? No.
Yeah, I don't think we have that much more to get Eddie Murphy on.
Eddie Murphy's telling us to hold on to our butts.
Oh gosh.
But the main event kind of sucked too.
Oh, yes, I'm glad
that Randy Orton's getting the shot at Seth Rollins instead of Roman Reigns or Ryback. I think Rollins should get a win here in Chicago.
I would hope that's the case. I hope Rollins has a reign that lasts at least into the summer. It would be stupid to have him cash in at WrestleMania like that and then just lose the next month to Randy Orton of all people. That would be an absolute waste. Jeff, we got to keep things moving fast here, though. What was your high point, your low point for the show tonight?
Face.
The high point has to be Rollins and Neville, and my low point definitely got me the main event.
I think you had the same ones as JD. I think it was probably everybody's, actually. And one more thing. What is your favorite Time Cow memory? Because this is the Time Cow moment.
Well, my favorite Time Cow last week when me and the fake JD and the real JD had that big confrontation.
Yeah.
I was screaming at the fake JD, and the real JD was saying, well, he's gay, and the fake JD said, well, Matt, most you know, you must have been born, you must have had an apology at the condom factory because you must have been born on the highway because that's where most people get in an accident. I didn't like fake JD's comment on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I missed that cow.
Mm.
Yeah. And I thank you. I guarantee you somebody had something to do with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Jeff, how about we
Drew.
Yes.
Drew.
Yes.
Drew.
You mentioned on Facebook. You mentioned on Facebook that you had Clefton.
Yes,
investigating this scene.
Yes, I did get in contact with Cliff Clefton. He has a list of suspects. He's told me he might make it today. I'm not quite sure. You would have to. Peyton might be able to get in contact with him right now and maybe find out for sure. But no, Cliff Clefton might make it today. We don't know for certain yet.
Good. We have to talk to him about this because we need to know who's responsible for Time Cow's death.
Yes.
Drew, I'm not the list of suspects. I'm not one of them. So,
I'm
free.
Everybody who was there that night is a suspect, Jeff. Yes. I'm sorry. You are a suspect.
Yeah, sorry. And also, some people who weren't there are also suspects. So even though a Peyton, who we know for certain he's not a suspect, in Cliff Clefton's eyes, you can't rule out the unexpected.
No. I would say the only person not a suspect is Time Cow.
Time Cow is definitely. I feel bad for his kids because, you know, Time Cow was, you know, he had a family. And I think
Cow had a family.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got to worry about it.
Saying that by God said that, or are you doing an impression of JR?
In all seriousness,
I'm going to leave it ambiguous.
Time Cow's family needs justice, and I know Cliff Clefton will get to the bottom of this.
Huh.
It's a shame because, like, Time Cow used to bring his son to the shows all the time. He'd play around in the backyard, and it's heartbreaking to see his family just collapse like that. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah,
Time Cow's wife has been drinking a lot more lately, drinking more of that milk.
Yeah, she's an utter miss. All right. So I'm going to bring on your good friend JD. Give you guys a little bit of time talk here before time we talk. Move on. Time to talk. JD, you back with us here?
I'm here, guys. Jeff, what's going on, guy? How was your opening day?
Hey, JD, how are you? I'm doing good. How about you?
Can't complain.
How was your week?
Good. Real good, actually. I just told the guys I was watching Raw tonight and the Final Four, so it was a good night, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Happy opening day, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, well, my team lost 5-2, however, to Cincinnati. I mean, my pitcher, Liriano, pitched well, but it's just the bullpen collapsed when they made a mistake late in the game, and oh, well, we'll see what happens on Wednesday.
Well, the defense collapsed on me, too, because Desmond and Rendon...
Oh, my God, my fucking ass is going to collapse.
They could not keep an eye on that ball, man.
Yeah. Well, I told the guys also, however, we don't have the fake cheat. You know, I guess that little monster piece of shit decided not to call him because he has no balls to call in.
Oh, you never know. We still have a good
hanging from his mama.
Yeah.
Because he's hiding from his mama's giving him some good fucking on his, you know what.
Oh, I think so. Either that or probably Howard, he sounded the Easter Bunny's laugh probably too many times over Easter, Howard.
This is the real question.
I wonder if the fake JD's having sex with an Easter Bunny. Guys,
you can talk about this after the show.
He's probably actually having sex with that person's Easter Bunny, probably.
Guys,
that is one big pile of shit.
Yamano,
hold on.
Okay, when you ask for a hold up, you're meant to like follow up on that.
I think he's still waiting for us to hold up. We're holding.
Come on.
For holding, I mean, you guys said something.
You told us to hold up. God, okay. We give you a sentence. Right. This is what you do with it.
He's fat. All right.
We're gonna have to put you guys JD. On. What's up?
I want to talk to JD.
All right, I'm gonna put you guys in a conference for a little bit while we bring on our next caller. We'll bring you guys back on in a little bit. All right. We're going to bring on our next caller because we got to keep the things moving here.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Moving. Actually, I think we actually had them on for like 25 minutes. What the fuck?
This is supposed to be about Tom Kaka. As Awesome Piano Man said, he even brought a suit to this funeral. God damn it.
Man, this.
They're making them about themselves.
We're already feeling the loss of Time Cow.
I know.
Yeah, it's like there was about 10 to 20 good moments where Time Cow could have been utilized right there.
Like the whole time during that, I was just like, man, if only we had a cow to shut them up. We don't. Sad.
Yeah, because of that dirty fucking pig thing.
Well, pigs are always disgusting, especially tow trucks.
Speaking of sad, let's bring on our next caller. It's the Silent Wind of Doom!
I thought we took his enthusiasm away. Silent Wind of Doom.
It's bad. It's greatly needed at this time of tragedy. It's not good times, man.
He sounds like Depressed Drew.
He did sound like Depressed Drew. Is this Depressed Drew?
No, this is just the fan that is mourning Time Cow's loss.
So it's Depressed Drew.
Can you mourn a little louder so we can actually hear you?
Yeah, Byron.
Oh, hang on, let me hold it to my mouth this time.
Hold up.
Can we have a normal caller, please? Jesus Christ. So you went to a game today, huh?
Oh yeah, with the
let's talk about more fucking baseball, please.
It's opening day.
It didn't go well. I'm sure you already know, but it was still cool.
We don't know.
All depressed baseball, exactly.
Well, that's your fault for going to Yankee Stadium and not Citi Field.
Miss Shea Stadium.
I actually almost fucked up and said Shea Stadium. That's how out of touch with baseball I am at this point. So what'd you think about Raw, if you actually got to see it?
I fast-forwarded through so much. I was so far behind. I started at, like, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually get a lot of the bad parts, I guess. I skipped a lot. But I enjoyed some stuff. But I enjoyed tonight. What they did really well was they had... I really liked the promos. They were going very meta and self-referential with the promos tonight. They were making fun of Kane. They were making fun of the Ascension. They were talking about...
They made fun of the Ascension? Did I fucking miss something?
Yeah, when they make fun of the Ascension. No,
the primetime players during that fucking abysmal segment.
That's what they were talking about. I couldn't even fucking understand them.
I luckily missed that segment, but from what I heard, it's pretty fucking terrible. Someone to Doom. What was your high point, low point for the show tonight?
That was his high point. I was trying to think of something else.
Well, yeah, that was my high point. My low point, Bray's promo was bad.
Yeah.
I usually defend him, but that was bad. I've always said that his biggest problem is just not being specific at all and just being as vague as possible. This was incredibly vague. He didn't even say who he was talking to. He said, you know who I'm talking to. And he's still going over the Face of Fear thing. So I don't even know what he's doing now.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's rough. It's hard times right now.
Hard every time. Day I just go.
Hard times.
And I just look myself in the mirror and I just go, why am I here right now? Why did it have to be him?
Everything's a lie, man. Everything's a lie.
Nothing's real.
Can I drop
everything's a lie, man. I want to go break Kevin Owens' nose.
Magic isn't real, man. We can't just bring him back. We got to move on and pretend that nothing happened, but we're all dying on the inside.
Hold on to your butt.
Can I drop a time cow memory?
Yes, please. Give us your time cow memory.
Yeah, do something.
My time cow memory is actually a memory that didn't have any time cow because the first time that I called in way back in August, I was scared to death of being time cowed. So I ran through my notes.
You used to call in with a full list of notes like every week. I forgot you did that.
Yeah, like you were time cow's bitch and he never even did anything to you.
I was scared to death of getting time capped, so I just went like this, and I went down, point. Okay, very good. See you guys later. I'll be in the chat.
It's kind of like someone trying to avoid getting wadded.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though. Like, time cow started off as something that was just so horrible. Like, oh, man, I got time cowed. Then he became lovable, and just everyone was so fun by the end.
No, everyone loves it when you're not being time cowed by him. Except for JD and Jeff. They don't even get time cow still. They're probably talking to themselves going, who the fuck is this time cow thing?
Fucking JD thought his name was Moo Cow, so that tells you what he thinks.
Get the Moo Cow out. Now. Mike,
Side with the Doom. Anything else on your mind? Anything? Your mind's empty?
Just
okay.
JBL called, it's just JBL called Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler. That's it. Okay, see you guys.
All right, Side with the Doom. Always good to hear.
I don't know why Doom News now had it, but that's...
Oh, God, yeah. We're going to try to fit time to talk about that because that pissed me off. We got a lot of callers. Got to keep moving on, though. Side with the Doom. Always good to hear from you. I'm going to put you on mute because I know you're hanging out in here listening. Anyone else out there, if you want to get yourself involved on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, we still got a little bit of under an hour left, so we should have time for everybody. Thank you so much to everyone who's been waiting patiently. I'm sorry it's taken so long. We got a lot of callers tonight. Hard to believe that there's so much to talk about this freaking Raw. I didn't think there'd be anything. But get yourself in line if you want to. We should have enough time to get a few more people in there. Area code 760-512-7247 is the number to dial and get yourself heard here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Hey, look at this.
What's up?
We got another number here from the 412.
Sounds like real GD.
Oh, it's true. Don't do that again.
I know the for sure, but I'm gonna keep hoping that this shit will fucking end. However,
all right, is that JD there?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Oh, absolutely tremendous! Happy opening day, dude.
Yeah, happy opening day. I hope you had some fun. I was watching Raw and the Final Four. It was a good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Indeed.
How many good nights was it tonight?
It was a few good nights, however. But I did notice I called in a little bit later than normal because, you know, I call in the other shows before I call in to you guys, however. And you guys had that fake JD piece of shit on here tonight. I thought we put the end to this. I thought it was over. But then that fake ass clown calls in and tries to steal my thunder again. This is ridiculous. I've been calling you guys over a year, and that jabroni comes on and steals my thunder once again. You should know by now.
Dude, I'm just caught in the middle of this. Listen, whatever's going on here, all I know...
My attorney is there on the line. He's there right now having his head filled with all kinds of nonsense and garbage from that fake imposter. They're still talking.
Let's bring him on and see what he's got to say. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, imposter JD, you're nothing but a piece of shit, you piece of crap. I am not your attorney. I represent the real JD.
We used to be friends. How can you do this to me?
How can I do this to you?
You've been talking to that imposter.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I am the real JD. I've been the real JD my entire life.
No! You're nothing but an imposter, you little dickhead. You called the real JD out. You told him that you issued that he had an apology from the condom factory and told him that he was born on the highway because that's where most accidents happen. And that's where I draw the line, Jack.
You said those kind of insults to me? He was insulting me like crazy last week. I wasn't even going to stand for it.
You're an insult. You're a piece of crap. And I think you're responsible for the time count death.
What?
Yeah, maybe time travel made the wrong person angry. Think about that. Maybe that fake imposter should watch out that the same thing doesn't happen to him.
No. Like I said before, you're a fake imposter, Jack.
Cliff.
This is
Michael, don't get rid of this nonsense, please.
Cliff. Everyone's trying to get my attention here. What's going on? What's up, Jeff?
Mike.
Yes.
I've been talking to you guys for well over a year. This ass clown comes in here. He used to be a baby face. He used to be my friend, but then he turned heel on me and completely threw me.
I'm not a heel. I'm a baby face. You're an antagonist.
Oh God! All right, we're gonna have to drop the 412 there. Jeff, you still with us here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Well. We gotta cool things down here a bit. Let's bring on the other 412 number. Mike. Oh, yeah, we got him.
Mike, let me ask you this real quick. I'm still here. Mike, let me ask you this. Where was I 1 year ago tonight?
1 year ago tonight?
1 year ago.
Fuck if we know.
Well,
does WrestleMania 30 ring a bell? Does WrestleMania 30 ring a bell in New Orleans? The fake JD wouldn't know that shit. I was in New Orleans. Remember, I called you guys in New Orleans the next night when I left Raw. That was the night when Paige won the belt. The fake JD wasn't in New Orleans that night. I was there for
the
second.
Hang on, let me test this.
Was off to the side.
Fake JD, or other JD, I should say. Where were you this night?
Oh, he's
last
gone.
Year. Oh, has he?
I had to hang up. It was getting too hot for TV.
Good. Because that piece of shit was afraid because we knew that he would be afraid to answer the real question.
Oh,
if I asked him that question, he would know the answer. That shows you that I'm the real JD because I was at WrestleMania last year. I'm going next year. That piece of shit won't go to WrestleMania. He'll go to his mom's house and probably try on her clothes, including her bra and pants because he's a pansy.
Okay.
All right, put a little.
I think we're going to have to get you guys all in the same room once again, have attorneys present, get things going again. But for now, we got to keep moving. This is just going in circles right now. We'll figure this out on another night. Both of you guys, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Always good to have you guys here. Jeff and JD, two of our favorite callers we have here. We're going to move on to our next set here. We have another caller coming in from 646 who's been waiting very, very patiently, and we appreciate it. Aisha, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, guys.
When is Aisha going to get a theme music?
I should get some demons in for it. Aisha, you must be tired. I am so sorry that we got you on late. We just had tons of callers, tons of things going on. We're always happy to hear from you, though. How you doing?
I'm doing it. It's no problem, guys.
What did you think about Raw tonight?
Well, it was a bit of lackluster. Like, not much story progression going on. It was very slow. And I kind of got bored a few times, so...
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I honestly, this went from being one of the most exciting Raws last week to a Raw that if I didn't have to do this show, I probably wouldn't have watched it all.
Yeah, it happens every time. Yeah. And when WWE is starting to get good, they just go right where they started. Boring ass Raws and nothing that goes nowhere.
Ugh, indeed. Are you happy to see Randy Orton as the number one contender at Extreme Rules?
Yeah, I guess it does make sense from a storyline progression. The match should be good. It should be better than the WrestleMania because usually matches after WrestleMania are usually better. They're probably going to have an Extreme Rules match. So, yeah, it should be good.
What did you think about the whole thing with I don't even know where the hell I'm going with this question now.
Yeah, with that.
Abandoned question. Abandoned question. Never mind. Aisha, are you familiar with Time Cow?
What?
Are you familiar with Time Cow? I don't know if you really ever got to catch who Time Cow was.
Time Cow?
Yeah, okay. Well, that answers that question. Time Cow was a very beloved member of our show, who unfortunately was brutally murdered. Being run down by a truck or some kind of pig last week. It was very tragic. We're all torn up about it. Show must go on, and we're just, you know, we're doing this show as a bit of a memorial, and we're just asking people for their memories. But unfortunately, I don't think you would have one. You could remember that time that I asked you who Time Cow was. I guess that's a memory now. We could pull like a Clerks.
You now know that Time Cow is important.
Yeah, there you go. What else stuck out from you tonight's show? Anything? I mean, we saw New Day doing stuff. We saw Brad Maddox for 3 seconds. Kane was there.
Who cares? Whatever, Kane. Get the fuck off my TV.
Damn! Mad hate for Kane.
But I can't stand Kane. You're not like from 2001, so why should I care if you're on my TV?
How about the Seth Rollins-Neville match? That was a good match.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Glad to see Neville. I'm glad he didn't stuck with that Minnie Mouse character. So, good to see Neville. I don't buy him as a main eventer. And so, I think Neville should be good in the mid-card, upper mid-card. Good. They should really bring back a cruiserweight division.
That would be perfect for a guy like him. You could really build the whole division around a guy like him and some of those other NXT guys. You could bring the Sami Zayn into that division. You could put Kalisto into there. You could have Sin Cara.
Yeah, hope he doesn't watch every time he gets the ring, but
yeah. All right. One other question is the Miz and Mizdow thing they did tonight. How'd you like that?
It was okay. Like, the crowd seems not into it, but it's good that Damien's on his own now. I just hope he can go back to the original character because I like Damien Sandow. But it should be good.
I remember in this match that I really miss him doing that Kopito Akiet. I don't speak Latin.
Mm-hmm. But the
elbow of disdain. Awesome move. Aisha, your high point, low point for tonight's Raw?
Cool. High point, Beverly Neville. Low point. Oh, God. See, I can't
remember. So hard to choose.
I don't know. It's a lot. The structure, I don't know.
It's such a drop from last week. It's just a shame. We were all so excited last week, and this week we're spending more time talking about baseball on the show, it seems.
Yeah. Hey, no AJ.
No AJ anymore. She's gone. You going
to
miss her?
Like, to be honest, like, I actually saw this coming in, like, Like, to me, she's a good wrestler, but I haven't been the biggest AJ fan. And I, when I heard that she retired, I was like, I don't really care. But good luck to her in everything. You and CM Punk have a good life. I won't be surprised if she goes to UFC, but cool, like her husband. But
AJ will not go to UFC. I don't even think they have a division small enough for her.
Yeah. Kate Bryan, what's her name? Jonah Jurek, whatever her name is.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Wego? Jonah Dredgerick?
I know who she's on about, but no one can pronounce her fucking last name.
Well, I guess I got as close as anybody else then.
I think it's the best pronunciation I've heard.
Smith.
All right, Aisha, we're going to keep moving along here. You have a good night. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good. And unfortunately, I won't be able to be calling for the next 2 months because I'm going to be very busy with personal issues.
And
been with school, which I'm sad about because I really like coming on here and calling.
Aisha, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I actually am. All right. I gotta go on, but
I was gonna say we have a group on there. It's called the Mega Maniacs, and actually I invite anyone out there listening to join it. It's called the Mega Maniacs. Search for that on Facebook. All of us are in it. All of our fans are in there. We talk about wrestling all week. We post memes. We put polls. We continue talking all week. So it's a lot of fun there. And actually, another one of our fans, Angela, actually specifically requested that you should join the group because she's like, oh, I need another girl to talk to here. So
that was a terrible impression.
So if you're on Facebook, you should join.
Right now. No problem.
Perfect. And then you'll be able to keep hanging out with us while you're doing your thing. And whatever it is, I hope you kick its butt and do very well with it.
Yeah, no worries. I'll come back real soon. This has been very busy. Oh, God. So stressful. Oh, God.
Well, we hope everything goes well for you. If anything we could do, we got your back. All right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good night. Oh, goodness. Guys.
And we're losing time, Kyle. We're losing Aisha.
I know. They're dropping like flies.
We're losing our patience with Raw.
Losing my mind. Yeah, I really am. Fucking Christ. I don't even know what where do we
hey,
go from
here? Aisha. I got a question, and...
And I lost the question, too.
Yeah. I had a total Larry Zbyszko moment.
What do you think about that,
I lost my train of thought.
How about that?
definitely pulled Larry Zbyszko. Let me just bring it back to us for just one second here, because I need to get your guys' opinion about whatever this primetime players thing is, because I didn't see it. I don't know what it was, so you got to tell me about this.
So they did an impression of the Ascension, talked about how they sucked. And it was awful. And
they put on like face paint and stuff.
No, they put on ketchup.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, like they went, "This isn't face paint. This is ketchup." Oh well, you know the Ascension can't read.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much that was the segment.
Well, at least Primetime Players got on TV, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I also missed a match with Stardust and Cena. I guess Cena did another one of his open challenges for the U.S. title, answered by Stardust this week, and I'm hearing this is actually a decent match.
Solid outing by both guys, and I'm liking this John Cena. This is the first time that I've actually really liked him in a while, because he's going out there and just having a great match with like young talent. It's great.
So how long do you think he does this, and at what point does someone call out who come out that has his number?
He stops at Extreme Rules.
And do you think that's when he loses too?
Nope. He just flat out beats Rusev in a Last Man Standing match or an I Quit match or something stupid like that. And by that point, they hope that we forget about the U.S. Open Challenge thing and they move on to whatever generic feud they want to go with.
Here's the thing. How is this any different than like what they did with the Master Locks challenge in like 2005?
Because one's a submission and one's an actual wrestling match.
Well, at the same time, that segment was always a decent amount of time. It was never a quick 2 minute thing. I'm saying not every match has to be like a 20 minute outing like these guys like they've been doing with this segment.
I'd rather that be the case. So far, it's been fucking awesome.
Also, I think
at what
I
point
really
is he gonna run into guys though?
No. They won't. I bet they'll keep on throwing guys who previously lost, like a Dean Ambrose back into the mix.
Well, you don't want that, though. Like, I'm fine with them throwing a fucking Heath Slater out there and seeing what he can do.
Honestly,
have fun.
Honestly, it's like this. The only reason why they're doing it is because they know they don't have anything to fill time with, and I feel like this is a great way to just have a John Cena segment without actually putting effort into doing a John Cena promo each week. So, hell, even when he talks on the mic now, he doesn't sound terrible. So, I really am digging the US Open Challenge Open thing, and I just hope they keep on doing it because it gives something for me to look forward to each week, because after the previous 2 weeks, this might be a start being a high point of Raw if we get, you know, crap Raws like this week in and week out.
Holy shit, John Cena, the high point? What a concept.
New wrestling sells.
And I guess there was some Diva segment here I missed.
There was one where the Divas pretty much annoyed Kane to death.
No, was there a match?
If there was, I can't remember it.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember waking up when they had already been, like, wrestling.
But you don't remember who they were or what, like, what happened?
It was Paige and Naomi against, I think, both Bell twins. And I think Naomi got the pin on probably Nikki, so they could be like, oh, she pinned the champion, and fucking we'll bullshit around with this for a couple of weeks.
We had another one of the series of those matches leading up to our main event, Luke Harper versus Ryback. I don't remember much from this. Ryback gets the victory with the shell shock.
Oh, what you need to mention about this is Ryback rules.
Ryback does rule, but you know what I don't like is that he's wearing different tights. Like, they're not airbrushed anymore. Now they're, like, actual screen printed, and it just looks weird. It's too sharp.
I don't like how they never feed this guy. He's always saying he's hungry. Never give him, like, a fucking apple or something like that. They always gave Carlito apples.
I think they just hire Al Snow to follow him around and make him stop eating. Ryan, empty your pockets.
Oh, I only have, like, 3 cookies in there. Come on, Al.
We had what was probably one of the most fun segments of the night, a backstage interview with the New Day. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying that. They actually started giving some interesting dimensions to their characters with this. Kofi giving a fun line saying, "You don't understand. We have to clap or we snap." That was pretty clever. Then Big E started doing this impersonation of some kid who came up to him in an airport. Mr. E, can I get an autograph for my brother, please? You know, I don't really like you, but he does.
And he was basically like, "Fuck yeah, you can." That's what he said.
I would like their character so much better if that's what they were like.
On a live episode of Raw, he's just like, "You fucking can, you little shithead." I love Big E doing this kind of shit, though. Like, Preacher Big E is fun. Heel Preacher Big E is even better. The bugged out eyes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Woods still doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. Like, he just kind of looks mad, but...
And I still want to cheer Kofi's face.
Yeah.
Like, not the rest of him, just his face. Especially not his chest.
Xavier doesn't even look mad, he looks pouty.
Like, they had such a cool thing going on with him for a while when they first was teasing this stable, the whole Malcolm X shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd stuck with that. I mean, they could convert to that. But
maybe that's what they'll do when they go heel.
I can hope so.
Because apparently, when they go heel, they're going to stop clapping. Because that's what keeps them baby faces clapping. So if they stop clapping, they start snapping.
Oh, is that why Kofi always did the boom? Boom.
Yeah, that's why he was always babyface all these years.
I mean, they did show hints of turning heel tonight.
Think about it. Big E does the claps during his entrance. Oh, yeah,
with the cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was the cocaine that was keeping him happy.
I don't know. Well, Kofi did that kick to interfere from the outside, and Xavier looked at him like, that's actually not a bad idea.
It makes sense. Now that he's off the cocaine, he's having withdrawals, and that's why he sweats so much.
Yeah.
That's why he carries a handkerchief around with him everywhere he goes.
Well, we're getting a lot accomplished with this conversation.
We really are. I mean, they're probably going to, like, the AA meetings and, like, trying to figure out, you know, this is a new day, a rebirth, where we can get out of all the drugs out of our system and just take out your frustrations on their other wrestlers. I think that this is, like, a better story than what they're giving us.
We've given them more depth than they've had in their entire career.
Yeah. I like these heels.
Okay, then.
Better than primetime players. Fuck.
Well, I'm going to keep things moving back to the callers then. We still got a couple left on here. Shout out to the chat room too. I haven't given you any like proper shout outs throughout the night, but thank you all for coming into the chat room. Again, I'm shocked people have stuff to say after this Raw tonight. So it's always good that you guys show up anyway, hang out with us, talk to us, bullshit while we talk about Raw or talk about baseball or talk about cows or pigs or whatever the fuck we're talking about that night. Always a good time. Next caller.
Time cow. Yeah.
I feel like I'm turning into like Casey Kasem. It's gonna go. Great times, great oldies. Here's a good one from when reminds me of summer. A nice soft breeze working against my forehead as I take a nice cool sip of my iced tea. Ah, great summer memories.
Nice to have land.
All right, next caller from the 609 area code. Caller from 609, you're live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Chanel from New Jersey.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Chanel.
Chanel, New Jersey.
Chanel?
Yep.
All right, what's up, Chanel? How you doing tonight?
Doing good. I was watching the Final Four game pretty good, and also watching Ross flip and drew it throughout the whole show.
Did you have a baseball team you were rooting for today, too? Why not?
Yankees.
You're like Solomon of Coon.
That's unfortunate. Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised they cheered Alex Rodriguez, though.
Yeah, absolutely. What about that Final Four? It was great.
Definitely. Duke won, I think, right? Pretty sure they won.
They did.
I didn't see the ending, really. So, did Duke win out? Last time I checked, they did.
Duke indeed, duke it out. What about Raw? What did you think about Raw tonight?
Man. It was all right. Nothing special. It was decent.
All right. Well, any stick-out parts to you?
Neville and Rollins. That was a really good match. I liked it.
Hell yeah. Those guys tore the house down. A great outing for Neville, getting him introduced to the crowd. Going out and fighting the WWE champion, can't really set the guy up much better. Now, I think at this point, if Neville fails, it's on him. They've really introduced him well. Anything else? What do you think about Randy Orton being our new number one contender?
That's fine. I just can't wait till Brock Lesnar comes back and beats the crap out of Rollins, but Orton's a good start for his reign as WWE champion.
Yeah, we'll see. What do you think about the new Sheamus character?
First off, I actually like the haircut. It's new. He's a heel character, new look. I think it's fine. Even though he still kind of looks stupid, but I'm not sure who he actually like had a problem with, Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler.
I think he just has a problem with everybody. I think Sheamus is just an asshole. he just wants to kick people, whoever they are. Well, Janelle, I think this is your first time calling here. I always like to ask people at the end of the call their high point and their low point. So what was your favorite part of the show tonight? What was your least favorite part of the show tonight?
My favorite part was obviously Neville and Rollins. It was a good match. I'm glad to see Neville on the main roster. And he looked good today.
Mm-hmm. Your low point? Go
ahead. Oh, my low point was most likely the Divas match because it was short. I didn't see much of it and pretty much had no real purpose to it.
Indeed. All right, Chanel, we got to keep moving along here. We got not much time and a couple more people we got to get to. Appreciate you calling in, though, man. Good of you to call in for the first time. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. We're going to keep moving along here, but first, I don't normally do this on the air, but shit.
Type, I'm typing.
Well, since he's hitting the fucking bong, I don't think it matters.
I thought that was you.
Kind of does, but that's fine. So what does the chat room want to talk about? Give us suggestions, because we're probably gonna have a little bit of filler time left here at the end. Start suggesting now what you want us to close the show out on while we do the last bit of Raw that we haven't talked about yet.
I don't know. I think a certain someone wants to call back in and give their thoughts on a certain someone else.
Wait, what?
A certain someone in the Facebook group said he wanted to call into the show.
Did he?
Yeah. Please. Said he wanted.
All right, now I gotta check the Facebook group. As I said, folks, you gotta join the Mega Maniacs.
I will. All right, he says, Drew White, tell Mike that I need to call back on the show because I want to say something. I haven't finished my thought about the imposter, JD. True story.
He didn't get it all out in the 5 fucking screams that he did.
Nah, it was more like Ted, so you might need him to call. You might need him to come back on. He might. I thought we were a bit more busy, so I told him that I can't guarantee anything because we're on a tight schedule, but it looks like that tight schedule just became loose over time, so.
I like how he tags you specifically.
I'm
glad that he relates to you out of all of us. He relates to you.
All right, well, let's bring him on. Let's see what he's got to say.
There are a couple of
Jeff, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you guys. If he thinks he's crazy and calling in this house, calling in your radio, he is sorely mistaken, because me and the real JD, we talked tonight, and I know that the real, that JD I talked to tonight is the real JD. That imposter is a piece of shit, man. He is totally a piece of shit. And next week, if he calls here again, I'm gonna say something. I am going to say something.
Yeah. Guys, is this a real Jeff? I don't know. We always have two people calling. I don't know. I don't know if this is a real Jeff.
Wait, Drew, are you insinuating that we have two different Jeffs calling in?
I don't know for sure, but it seems we don't have Jeff calling twice. This is out of the ordinary. I think we have a JD situation all over again.
Huh. Jeff, is that you?
I am talking. Guys, I'm Jeff, and I am talking about JD. If the imposter JD thinks he's gotten away with this, well, guess what? Me and my client are ready next week. And next week, if he thinks I'm out calling in, guess what? Me and him are going to get it.
Something's wrong about this, Jeff.
Yeah, wait, the real Jeff's not Jeff.
Wait, guys.
And he says he is the real Jeff, so this isn't Jeff.
No, I think this is not Jeff.
This is not
Jeff. Wait, is it not Jeff, or is it not Jeff because this is Jeff?
It's, well, no, if it's not Jeff. Jeff, it would be Jeff. That's a double negative.
I don't know. This is a tricky situation. We need to get to the bottom of this. I'm tired of having two people call in. It confuses me every fucking week. I don't know who I should believe anymore. Time Cow. Oh my God. This is probably why Time Cow was getting so stressed out during the last few weeks. He probably couldn't handle it anymore.
I'm Jeff.
I'm
Jeff, hold on. I got to put you on hold for just a second. I just noticed that we got another caller coming in. I have to keep the area code discreet because of the important nature and private business of this guy. It is Cliff Clefton, Private Eye. We need to get him on the show here.
Cliff!
Yes, this is Detective Cliff Clefton. How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, great, Cliff. So glad that you could make it in this evening to get back to us. So I understand that you've been continuing work on the JD versus not JD case.
Oh, yes, but before I say anything further, I heard y'all lost a valuable member to your team last week, and I would personally like to offer my condolences.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, dude.
That's appreciated.
My office has been keeping tabs on your radio show for the past few weeks, and I am pleased to report that we do have some important information to share regarding some of your callers. Now, I must warn you first that some of these findings are indeed rather disturbing, so I must caution you to keep an open mind, Mr. Powers.
I could do my best.
All right. Now, first of all, regarding your regular caller, one Mr. Jeff, as he calls himself, I don't know if he's still on the line there. He calls himself Jeff. Well, I've discovered that, in fact, his real name is not, after all, Jeff.
I've
discovered his true name is John. His name is John and not Jeff. He's been lying.
Wait a minute. You told us he's not Jeff?
Yes, that's right. He is not Jeff. His, in fact, name is John. He's been lying to you this entire time. Now, with deep-rooted deception like that, I believe his credibility is absolutely zero. Now, if he can't tell the truth about a simple thing like his own name, then I doubt he's telling the whole truth at all. I was hoping that he'd be able to share some expert witness testimony, but as it stands, unfortunately, I can't believe a word that man says. I don't think I could trust him as far as I can throw him. And to be honest, with my bad back, I shouldn't be throwing anybody.
Wow. This is an incredible development in this case. I mean, Jeff is the attorney for one of these JDs, and we've been relying on him to represent him, and he's been fighting really hard. But, my gosh, this just turns everything upside down.
Well, I don't know who's dirtier. I don't know who's dirtier, the imposter JD or his attorney Jeff, quote unquote Jeff or John or not Jeff or whatever he's calling himself this week.
So what you say
we
got
that man says.
You think we got a syndicate of con artists on our hands here?
Well, that very well could be the case, Mr. Powers. I'm not sure. I'm not ready to speculate on that matter yet. But regarding this imposter JD situation, it is indeed quite a pickle. My office has been monitoring your program, as you were aware of. Now, my team has performed a voice analysis examination on those two callers. I'm happy to report that we have, in fact, reached a conclusion. We have tested both voices, and we have found a match. Seems that the fake JD is the one who called into your show first tonight. His voice pattern is not consistent with the exemplar clips that you provided us of the known actual JD.
What?
Now, I'll just let that sink in for a minute. That's correct. The very first caller that you had, the JD, that was, in fact, the imposter.
See, some weeks I'm not sure. Sometimes I think it's the first caller. Sometimes I think it's the second call. Guys, where do you stand on this?
Man, this is Cliff Clifton. When we sought him out, because he was the best of the best when it came to private investigators.
You got
to
believe him.
You got to believe him. You can't – I mean, you got to agree, right, Tony?
Cliff has never steered anybody wrong from what I know, so his track record speaks for itself.
I know. I've seen the commercials. I've seen the bus stop chairs signs. Like, I've seen them all. I've heard the whole shtick.
No, this is why I got Cliff, because Vince, you know, I have those connections. He says he's the best of the best. They use him for a lot of their investigations and stuff, so Cliff knows what he's talking about. I think I gotta go with him. You know, it's a little weird. We might need to know for sure next week, but as of right now, Cliff Clifton knows what's up. And thank you, Cliff. I'm so glad you came up to this investigation.
I do appreciate your confidence in me. I have been doing this a very long time. I have developed my skills over several years, so I appreciate your confidence.
I do think that this is very big evidence, and we're going to have to confront both of those gentlemen with this, and at least give them a chance to defend themselves. I mean, these are very serious allegations here.
Now, Cliff.
Well,
now,
I don't know what's going on there in Pittsburgh. I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh. Perhaps it's something that they're drinking in the water out there, but that whole area seems to be full of tomfoolery and nonsense.
Steers and queers, and there's no horns on anyone out there.
Nah, I'm not arguing with that fact there.
Now,
although it may be a rather drastic measure, Mr. Power, I do believe the only possible solution to completely eliminate this kind of funny business is to just block all calls that originate from that 412 area code. We don't really know what's going on over there. That's the only way we can be sure to no longer have to deal with that type of silliness.
Interesting conclusion.
Now, I have a question as well, Mr. Cliff. As we've been questioning Jeff, as you said, for the while now. So, what should we? Do you think there's two Jeffs that I play here, or do you think we have a fake Jeff and a real Jeff? I know you said the one they call themselves.
Well, first of all, remember his name is not Jeff at all.
Oh.
His name
is
not
God.
Jeff.
It's so hard to get used to that. I know.
Yeah. Now, I do hate to fuel speculation at this point, but at this point, we cannot rule out the possibility that this imposter and this not Jeff are somehow connected to the recent tragic accident of one of your associates.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
we cannot rule that out.
But what would be the motivation? I mean, why would anybody want to hurt Time Cow?
All he does is moo.
I can understand trying to be somebody else, but why would you want to hurt a cow? That tells time.
That is a very good question. I think Mr. Imposter and Mr. Jeff have that to answer about next time.
Oh,
they have
a
lot of explaining to do.
Well, we're going to have to handle this another time. We actually still have Jeff on the line.
John. Or not Jeff at this point. The actual.
I am so confused. Cliff, we appreciate you calling in and dropping this bombshell on us.
Thank you, Cliff. I'm so glad we got you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Powers. I will talk to you next time.
We will be in touch again soon. Actually, wait, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, Mr. Clefton. I think, depending on how this plays out, if this truly is factual, everything you're presenting to us here, I think we're going to be very much in need of your services again. Because we do need to
know. Absolutely, I'm always willing.
We need to know what happened to Time Cow, because this is an event that... it's heinous. Like, why would anyone hurt a cow? Our cow.
That's very true. It's very sad. It's a very sad day. When my secretary informed me of the happenings from last week, I was very sad.
Have you ever dealt with cows before?
I've never specifically dealt with cows. I have dealt with other livestock cases in the past. You know, that's kind of a frequent thing down here. But unfortunately, never had to deal with cows. So that's going to be a first for me. However, I'm not afraid to take on a case of this magnitude.
It's not a laughing matter there, Wiggo.
Mr. White, did you have a question, Mr. White?
No. I was letting Wiggo know that livestock is not a serious issue. It is very serious, okay? You should not be laughing at this. This is his man's job.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. Well, I wouldn't trust anyone who's laughing at this matter. This is certainly not a laughing matter. I heard Mr. Jeff laughing before when we were talking about this. And if you can't take that seriously, I wouldn't believe him at all. Mr. White, you don't seem too innocent yourself. I think you might have some explaining to do if I am asking you some hard questions.
By all means, I'll cooperate completely with your investigation, Mr. Clefton.
All right. We might have to do a private interview off the air in the future.
Hey, of course. We could even do it with these guys here. We could record it and play on the show and have the people.
Would you be willing to take a polygraph lie detector test?
Honestly, if you want to, we could
Would you be willing to take a lie detector test?
Yes.
We have to make sure that you are telling the truth, in fact.
Of course. My goodness. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. We're going to do a live polygraph test with Drew White on the air. We might have to do that with everybody involved in this case. That's a good idea. That's a good way to take care of this and really get to the nitty-gritty of what happened with this case. All right. Well, Mr. Clefton, I think we've taken enough of your time this evening. We appreciate you. Gosh, it's really late for you to be calling in. We appreciate you finding the time in your hectic schedule to get a call into us.
Well, like I said, this is after hours. I usually don't normally work this late, but for a case of this importance, I don't mind pulling in the late hours.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the triple overtime doesn't hurt either.
Exactly. Speaking of which, we have exhausted your retainer that you provided my office, so if I am to continue work at this point, we are going to have to rediscuss finances.
But we can
talk about that off the air.
I'll be sure to send you Drew's credit card in a little bit.
I am paying for this investigation as well, so yeah, I'm the bounce house prince.
Indeed. All right, Mr. Clefton, you have a good night.
All right, y'all too.
All right. Well, interesting developments here. I don't know where to go from here, guys. We just had some major news dropped on us here. Jeff is not Jeff. JD is not JD. The whole world is upside down to me right now.
And we still have a dead time cow.
Am I me?
Am I you?
I told you guys I was right. There's nothing.
Hang on, let me throw something, and whoever runs after it is paid.
Guys, I told you, nothing's real. There's no point in living because everything's wrong.
Is Drew depressed?
At least if you're throwing something, you know you're you.
Especially if it's in the kitchen.
There's no point in me to laugh because I don't laugh. Nothing's funny.
Well, you know, we still have Mr. Jeff or not Jeff on the line. I mean, I don't want to get... I feel
it's gonna be weird
calling him that. Let's see what he's got to say.
What's his real name? Chad?
Yeah, I think it's Chad.
No, my real name is really John. I've been trying to tell you guys on the phone, but you guys.
Wait, your name's really John? I thought he said it was John.
Okay, when we said hang on. When we said it's not Jeff, you said yes.
John. You kept telling us your name was not Jeff.
Yeah, so we didn't think you were Jeff.
We just called you Jeff for short, because I thought not was like a French thing.
Also, very quickly, I want to say happy birthday to Mike Payton. So, yeah, guys, happy birthday.
Guys, listen. I am definitely John, not Jeff. I've been trying to tell you guys that my name is John.
Now he's John, not Jeff?
What a
weird name.
That's a fucking joke.
No, I'm not Jeff.
I'm going to call you Jeff.
And I'm being truthful. I'm being honest.
Well, you weren't being honest with us before. You were saying you were Jeff.
I was, well, when I first called in August, I said my name was John.
No, you didn't. You said you were not Jeff.
I was John from Front Row.
There was audio of you going, guys, I'm not Jeff. And we said you're not Jeff.
Yeah, we said, yeah, you're not Jeff.
Yes. Will you guys forgive me?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Of course. You're not Jeff. You're John. We're gonna forgive you.
I can't.
I'm John.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right. I can't. We'll have to continue this next week, John.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen. Before you guys sign off next week, I want to call out the imposter JD. And I am not responsible for that Time Cow staff too.
Well,
I did not do it. It's not my fault. I signed off before you guys called the show off, and I was not the one in the truck.
You signed off.
I was at home.
Yeah, you weren't on with the show. That definitely means you're suspicious when it comes to actually performing the task.
You're awfully defensive about this, so definitely it makes me curious.
No, but, I'm offensive about this. I am not offensive. I know I'm an innocent person.
All right. Well, we got to start wrapping things up here tonight.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
One more thing.
Okay.
You tell Cliff that I'm going to investigate this too.
Oh, we have two investigations. Wonderful. Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to your testimony, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
He asked for forgiveness. I second that fucking notion.
I don't have enough weed for this night right now. Jesus Christ.
So, guys, I don't know if you noticed this. Guys, we need to be a star.
Dude,
we can't just live our lives like this.
Okay, so he decided just to take blame for it and then asked if we forgive him.
There's no point in forgiving in this world, because every time you forgive someone, they'll still bite you in the ass.
You know what? I forgive. I forgive Jeff.
I forgive you're Jeff
making
as well.
You're making a mistake. I forgive him too.
I kind of forgive Jeff, but I don't know about Chad.
I don't know. I don't forgive Jeff. I do forgive John.
You mean John, not Jeff?
No, I mean really John.
Oh, really John? Okay. Silent Wind of Doom says, I still maintain that he is totally the prime suspect in Time Cow's murder. He was the most Time Cowed person ever.
I'm just going to say Silent Wind of Doom was scared of Time Cow. That's motive enough. In addition to that, he's trying to pass blame on people. I'm saying Silent Wind of Doom's looking awful suspicious right now.
He's not being very cooperative about this.
Do you guys know what the opposite emotion of love is?
Hate.
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's actually not hate.
Oh, it's not hate?
The opposite of love.
Jealous?
Is fear.
Fear, ooh.
Ooh.
Hmm. So that means Silent Wind of Doom was as far away from loving Time Cow as possible. Sounds like a motive to me. How about Chanel? Yeah. No, I think Chanel is probably the only person that's probably innocent at this point, but I guess we shouldn't rule him out yet.
He's probably a little angry that he's got a girl's name.
We can definitely rule out Aisha. She's like, what the fuck?
No, maybe that's,
a good alibi.
Maybe that's why she's disappearing.
Ooh. Oh, trying to run away from the scene of the crime.
Yeah, she's got
to
skip town.
Well, he left for a little while.
That's why she was so secretive about what she did.
Seriously, guys, this is Time Cow. This isn't something to be laughing about. We lost the cow, damn it.
Hang on. So, Jeff, Silent Wind of Doom brings up a point. Now that Jeff is not Jeff and is John, does that make Silent Wind of Doom Jeff?
I don't know.
This is like Inception levels now.
I have to disagree with you, Silent Wind of Doom, actually. I don't think Miguel or Sean are innocent. I definitely have them on my list.
Yeah, definitely Miguel. I mean, he didn't break his neck and die when everyone voted for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's motive enough.
Or leave his sink on running enough for him to drown.
No, to be fair, we don't even know if that's really...
podcast.
We don't even really know if that's the same Miguel. I mean, out of nowhere, his microphone just changes.
Oh, so shit. You're saying there's two Miguels, kind of like there's two Ultimate Warriors?
That could be not Miguel.
I hope Jesus, too many knots. I just hope there isn't fucking two Ultimate Warrior outros by Miguel.
This just got a lot more layers. Holy shit, we still have some stuff about Raw to talk about.
Oh my god, we do.
This one sucked.
Well, we had New Day versus Lucha Dragons. That was actually kind of fun. Another exhibition for Lucha Dragons to go out there and do the Lucha thing.
Yeah, I'm high on this.
Okay. I guess sounded like everyone had something to say, and then no one had anything to say.
I'm high on the team.
Go on, the team. The only thing I can think of when I think of New Day is that New Day sucks, just like everyday life. It sucks.
I'm high on Lucha Dragons. I want to see them get a title shot.
Did you smoke them?
Every time they say Lucha,
I fucking need to smoke something after that fucking goal.
Every time I hear Lucha, I just look up in the sky. And just wonder, why am I luching? I don't even know where I am.
That awkward moment where you get a message from your own Skype account.
Telling you it's its birthday.
Telling it that's my birthday. I was like, "What? Why am I messaging myself? What the fuck is going on here?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Is there a ghost?
Every time someone says happy birthday to me, I just get one step closer to dying. So why is it so happy?
And thank you for the happy birthday. Yes, it is. It is indeed my birthday today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm gonna send
you're getting one step closer to death. Good for you. Remember that. You're dying on the outside and in.
I'm going to let you know what I got you. I got you ants in the pants.
Ants in the pants? Ants in the pants?
Yeah, dude. It's a really fun game.
We're in the fucking Yellow Mega Man. So we had that awkward segment where the Divas went back and begged for Kane to give Divas a chance. And he agreed to by giving them a battle royal next week to determine who's going to face a Divas champion at Extreme Rules. That was weird. And Kane's belly button looked gross.
Is it weird that because of Kane's belly button, I was looking at everyone's belly button to see if they were as weird as his was?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing. That's when I noticed how Alicia Fox had the cute Audi.
All right, we need to give Divas a chance. Let's put them on there trying to use their sexuality to get a spot on next week's show.
I mean, shoot, that's what they used to do back in the day.
Yo, and Kane was having none of it.
Kane's a guy.
My penis burns off in the fire. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand around with no shirt on and not enjoy the women that come up to
me. Listen, I have business pants.
Why didn't he put a shirt on?
I have business pants and cap shoes on. Why am I supposed to be caring about you right now?
It was one thing.
I'm just glad he lost the wife beater. That was fucking terrible.
Oh, God, yeah. It was one thing when it was that segment with Brad Maddox and Seth Rollins because it was right after his match. So he was like there and sweaty with his towel, like whatever. But put on a shirt. Fucking Christ.
Yeah. When do you get to the point where you wrestled your match an hour ago? Put on a fucking shirt.
So, Kane.
You're the director of operations.
We're meant to believe he can't change his shirt when Triple H, like, had a match with Sting with sledgehammers and baseball bat and then came out in a full dress suit.
Right. And Kane, it's like, dude, we've got like t-shirts for every roster member backstage. Can you just put one of them on? He's like, nah, I got a towel. It's fine. Nah, I'm director of operations. I don't need shirts. No.
Puts it on his head. Hey, guys, look up Taz.
Well, Triple H said I had to wear pants. Sheamus had an exhibition for his heel persona against Mark Henry. I like his new package. I like his new music. His new look.
Exhibition, and you like his package.
Yeah. There you go.
I still think he looks a little stupid.
Yeah, like I thought it'd be one of the. I actually liked it the first week. Now I dislike it.
I really don't like how he has that. Spotlight thing, and he comes out with fella, and it's just like, dude, you lost me already. He could have just went and it would have been better. Fella, like,
it's kind of a weird thing to shout.
Yeah, like, it's very intimidating at all.
It's one thing when he says it in like his promos, like it could be like kind of cool if he uses it right, but to just scream it like that, it's
right,
stupid.
If he referred to people as fella in like a condescending sort of way, like it was just like, you shouldn't step in the ring with me, fella, I'd be fine with that. But him just being like, guy, giving up his entrance is fucking
dude.
Stupid.
Yeah. Man,
what's up, bro?
Actually, if he started doing that, that would give him some like major heel heat. Dude!
We had a Bray Wyatt promo.
See, that's pretty much the summary of it, considering it had no fucking direction.
Why is this guy still talking? He lost to The Undertaker. He's done. Let him go away.
You're not the face of fear. You lost the face of fear.
Mm-hmm. It's dark in the background because he hates looking at himself in the mirror at night, so he keeps it dark.
One of the callers had mentioned that at one point he was like, you know who I'm talking to. And it's like, no. I have no idea who the fuck you're talking to.
You're talking to Sega still?
Yeah, you're still talking to him because he's not coming back. I can go give up.
Yeah, I was kind of looking through the roster, and I'm like, are you talking about, like, fucking Bo? Like, he's not doing anything right now. It's got to be somebody who's not in a feud.
I'll tell you one thing that did catch my attention, funny enough, is when he said, do I have your attention now? And the crowd actually gave, like, a little bit of a pop for it.
Because it's a CM Punk reference.
Yes, exactly. It was a big line they used during that build to that Money in the Bank match. So, maybe he's calling out Punk.
So maybe Wago was right all along.
Well, if he starts coming out to Cult of Personality, then that's going to be odd. I don't think that would fit him.
Do you think now that like AJ's gone, that like the gloves are going to be off and they're going to like start having like a midget CM Punk come out?
Nah.
I don't think they give him that much attention. Plus, I think they've signed an agreement where they're not going to shit on each other anymore.
No, Punk refused to sign that. Remember, he talked about that in that podcast. He was like,
anyway,
they tried to make me sign it, and he said, no, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's getting sued now.
I think that they're going to just try to act like he doesn't exist.
All right, we got 2 minutes here, and there's actually a big topic I want to talk about.
Union MMA.
Miz versus Mizdow they had tonight. What a load of bullshit. Like, they've been building this thing up for months and months and months. It was actually one of the most enjoyable feuds they've had going on. So looking forward to Mizdow getting his cup up. It's all we got was like a short spot in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and now a match on Raw, which Miz won with a handful of tights. Congratulations, you blew it again.
Yeah, and when they do the match at Extreme Rules and nobody gives a shit, they're going to be like, oh man, look, nobody cared about this feud. It's a shame that we gave it away on Raw.
This entire feud should have been after Mizdow embarrassed the Miz. He comes out each week and makes Mizdow's life a living hell. And he tells him in Extreme Rules where there's no boundaries, I'm going to end your career for good. And somehow Sandow comes out on top. That's the story they needed to tell.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up real fast. Just give real quick plugs. Wago?
StephenWago.com to find all projects that I'm involved with, at SteveWago on Twitter, and Facebook.com/StephenWago.
Tony?
Smart Out Moment, Fanboys Anonymous. Check out everything on there.
All right, and join us every single Monday here for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com, but we're also on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, SmartOutMoment.com, and lots of other places where podcasts are found. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this packed edition of the Raw Post Show. See you next week.